Day 82. Usage with have.
Remember the discussion we had last time about contractions and its and its?
How could I forget, Marta?
Well, you should know that there's more to be said about the contraction bit. We were looking before at the contraction of is, a form of be. Like, he's angry, from he is. Give me another example using, say, annoyed.
You mean like he's annoyed?
Yes. And what's been contracted?
Well, is, I guess.
Fine. Now, what about he's annoyed everybody? Same thing, Patrick?
Whoa, you're trying to trick me. Has to be has. He has annoyed everybody. Looks like both the verbs be and have can contract.
Maybe. But what about this? He's a pain in the neck.
What about it?
Well, in some dialects, it's ambiguous. He has or he is a pain in the neck. Literal in one sense, a neck pain. Metaphorical in the other, he's annoying.
He's a pain in the neck can mean he has a pain. That's weird.
Weird? All languages have dialectal differences. But back to your speculation. Can both be and have contract?
Oh, be, yeah. Have, I guess not always. But I bet it's not random.
Good thinking. Now consider two more examples involving contracted have. Tell me if you think they're okay. He's a party every night. He's had a party every night.
The second sounds fine, but not the first.
So what's going on here?
I don't know. It's strange. He has contracts to he's in one, but not the other. And you're going to tell me there's a reason, right, Marta?
Wrong. You're going to tell me. What are the two examples without contraction?
He has a party. He has had a party.
Can you turn them into yes-no questions?
Sure. The has-had example would be has he had a party? And the other one, let's see, it would be does he have a party?
Why the switch to does in the second one?
Because has he a party sounds odd. So are we looking at two kinds of have?
Maybe more than two. Go back to the pain in the neck example. We'll modify it a little. What's the yes-no question version of he has a pain in his neck?
Does he have a pain in his neck?
Okay, but can you also form the question by simply inverting he and has?
You mean like, has he a pain in his neck? I wouldn't say it, Marta, but it's not as bad as has he a party every night?
Right on. You and I would form the question with do, does. But others can also say, has he a pain? So, returning to the matter of contraction with have, has, we used the yes-no question test and came up with the following. He's had a party every night. Okay in all dialects. He's a pain in his neck. Okay in some dialects. He's a party every night. Absent from most dialects. So, what does that tell you about the verb have?
That there are three different kinds?
Let's just say three different kinds of usage. Where in all dialects it freely inverts with the subject in yes-no questions, we have auxiliary have. The other kinds are main verb have. A kind of possessive have inverts only in some dialects and not in American English. Have, in its other senses, in idioms, for example, doesn't invert at all, and we therefore use a form of do.
All that patterning with have, and such a little word.
You didn't think it was random, and you were right, Patrick. But you use all these forms of have quite appropriately and without ever thinking about them. Till right now, of course.